Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, Roberto Mancini curses Sergio Aguero's stupid injury as Manchester City look to return to the top of the English Premier League. Rafael Nadal apologises after a knee injury forces him to withdraw before his Miami Masters semi-final.
I'm very sorry for the fans, I'm very sorry for the tournament, I'm very sorry for everybody who were ready to watch the match on the television, for the televisions, for everybody.
And with less than a week to the Masters Golf at Augusta, there's an injury scare for the Open champion, Darren Clarke. We'll look ahead to some of Saturday's key Premier League games shortly, but first, the Aston Villa manager Alex McLeish has backed his captain Stylian Petrov to beat his illness after the 32-year-old was diagnosed with acute leukemia. Petrov suffered a fever following Villa's match against Arsenal last week, and subsequent tests have now confirmed the condition for which he's now begun treatment. McLeish believes Petrov has the determination to recover.
Everybody here is behind Stan, and a lot of the guys, everybody will be pretty shocked by the news. But as I said, he's a captain, he's a leader, he's a defiant guy, and he's fought many battles on the pitch before, and I'm sure this is another one he'll win.
That's the Aston Villa manager Alex McLeish. Now to Saturday's football, and the Manchester City manager Roberto Mancini has revealed his frustration at Sergio Aguero's stupid foot injury, which has ruled him out of their Premier League match against Sunderland later. City can replace their great rivals United at the top of the table on goal difference if they win, with United not playing Blackburn Rovers until Monday. But Aguero won't play at the Etihad Stadium, and Mancini wasn't prepared to reveal exactly how his star striker got the injury.
For Aguero, I'm really disappointed, but I don't know when he can play. We can lose our top striker for stupid things. Now, I don't think that tomorrow he can play. I hope that he can recover for Arsenal. It's a stupid injury, but not for his fault. It's a stupid injury, but not for his fault.
Twisted? Did he hit his toe or something?
No, I prefer don't say enough.
Chelsea travel to Wigan later as they look to stay in the hunt for a European Champions League place. Frank Lampard has told the BBC that their interim manager, Roberto Di Matteo, who replaced the sacked Andre Villas-Boas, is adapting well to life in the top job.
I think he's changed a little bit. I mean, the roles are different, they're completely different. I think it's brought out a lot in him, being put into to be, manager. And I think, to be a number two with probably a lot of knowledge, to have been manager before, probably not the easiest role, you'd have to ask him. But I think, the number two is a number two role. The number one makes the decisions, and I think he's reveling in making those decisions.
Di Matteo, meanwhile, has accused the English Football Association of lacking common sense after they scheduled their FA Cup semi-final against Tottenham for 6 p.m. on Sunday the 15th of April, just 3 days before a potential Champions League semi-final. The other FA Cup semi between Liverpool and Everton will take place on Saturday the 14th at 12:30. The former Wolves manager Mick McCarthy has been speaking about the club's current plight as they struggle to avoid relegation. Wolves remain bottom of the table and have yet to win since McCarthy was replaced by Terry Connor following their 5-1 home defeat against their local rivals West Bromwich Albion last month. They face Bolton later, and McCarthy, who still considers Wolves to be his club, says they must take all 3 points at Molineux.
I'm not the manager now. It can still happen after this, but come on, don't beat Bolton. What was it, Stoke away, Arsenal at home? If we don't beat Bolton at home, I'll be very surprised if we can stay up. It is a must-win game for me.
In Germany, the Bundesliga leaders Borussia Dortmund were held to a thrilling 4-all draw on Friday after a late goal by Stuttgart's Christian Gentner put the home side 6 points clear at the top of the table. The result takes Dortmund, who are unbeaten in 22 games, 6 points ahead of Bayern Munich, who can close the gap if they win at Nuremberg later. Now to tennis here on the BBC World Service, and Rafael Nadal was forced to withdraw before his Miami Masters semi-final with a knee injury. The world number two pulled out just a couple of hours before his scheduled meeting with Britain's Andy Murray. The 10-time Grand Slam champion Nadal, who's been dogged by knee injuries in the past, apologised for disappointing his legions of fans, and he revealed he'd been nursing the problem throughout the tournament.
Since the beginning of the tournament I have problems, but The real thing is going worse every day. So after the last match, I saw that the situation were going to be complicated to play today, but as always, I always believe that the things can improve.
Well, Murray, the world number four, who also had a walkover when Milos Raonic withdrew from their third round match with an injury, says he would rather have taken on Nadal than had the day off.
Every time you play against one of the top guys in the world, it's always a good opportunity to see exactly where your game's at. And, you know, I've been working with Ivan now for, you know, a couple of months. We worked on a lot of things to see, well certain tactics and stuff in practice that would work against Rafa, Novak and Roger. And it would have been, I mean, for me, nice to see whether or not those things were working.
So the defending champion Novak Djokovic will face Murray in Sunday's final. Before that, though, Agnieszka Radwańska of Poland takes on Russia's Maria Sharapova for the women's title. The BBC's David Law looks ahead.
They could hardly have had more contrasting routes to the final. Murray found out that Nadal couldn't play when he was practising against a left-hander for their semi-final clash. And after switching to preparing for a right-hander in the final, he put his feet up to watch Djokovic. For 27 minutes, the world number one was utterly dominant, winning a 6-love set. His opponent, Monaco, looked out of his depth against a man he'd never beaten before, but the second set became a scrap. Monaco inspired, Djokovic flat, and although he squeezed through on a tiebreak, Djokovic will need to raise his game against Murray in the final. In the women's final, the second seed Maria Sharapova will surely never have a better chance to win this title for the first time. Three times she's fallen at the last hurdle, but against Agnieszka Radwańska, she'll be a heavy favourite.
The reigning Open Golf champion Darren Clarke has injury concerns ahead of next week's Masters tournament in Augusta. The Northern Irishman limped off the course at the Houston Open with a groin strain on Friday, following his second round of 71. Clarke has a 5-year exemption at the Masters after he lifted the claret jug last year for his first major victory. To cricket now, and the England bowlers Tim Bresnan and Steve Finn are both vying for a place in the second and final test against Sri Lanka in Colombo next week after Stuart Broad was ruled out with a calf injury. England need to win to share the series and preserve their number one ICC world ranking following Sri Lanka's 75-run victory in Gaul. The England pace bowler Steve Harmison has told the BBC he believes that Finn will be preferred.
Bresnan would be the like-for-like replacement, but I think the way Finn's bowled in the one-day series, the way Finn's bowled in the subcontinent in the last sort of 4 months, I think he might just get the nod over Tim Bresnan, who's been injured for a large part of the winter.
Two other bits of cricket news for you, and West Indies beat Australia by 14 runs in the second 2020 international in Barbados to draw the series 1-1. Set 161 runs to win, Australia managed only 146 for 9 in reply. And South Africa beat India by 11 runs in a one-off T20 international in Johannesburg. Finally, don't forget Sports World at 14 hours GMT with second half commentary from the Etihad Stadium here on the BBC World Service. Here's Russell Fuller.
Well, Manchester City have seemed very tense and tight to me in recent matches, and they simply must win our commentary match at home to Sunderland from 14 hours GMT. If they do, they'll be level on points with Manchester United, who will still have a game in hand. Queen's Park Rangers against Arsenal and Aston Villa against Chelsea also feature on Sports World, plus Wolves against Bolton Wanderers from the bottom. And we'll also be finding out whether you agree with Patrick Vieira's claim that Manchester United and other big European clubs receive preferential treatment from referees when they're playing at home. The Sports World panel will discuss too from 14 hours GMT.
Join Russell for that if you can. Before we go, our top story once again, and the Aston Villa manager Alex McLeish has backed his captain Stylian Petrov to beat his illness and recover from